This is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak.
Man, I really hate to take away that Elvis Presley and replace it with my voice, but here we are, and I'm back. And also, Harrison's here. Let's see, mic 3 working?
Hello.
Hello.
Does it work?
It sounds like it works. It might.
Yes.
I have no idea if that's just coming from mic 1 or not, but in any case, here we are. I've also learned in recitation that I say in any case and basically like all the time. I need to remove them from my vocabulary.
In all cases?
In all cases?
In all cases, any cases?
Yeah, exactly. All right, anyway, this is... Oh, they got rid of the sheet. Let's see.
This is Button Pushers on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tusk Freeform Radio, and you're listening to the best show? No, I don't want to say that. You're listening to the most non-normie show.
Let's go, non-normie.
Actually, that's not true. If you listen to this show, you are a normie. We're normies.
We are. We're kind of normies. But, like, we're normies, but cool and quirky because we got into Tufts.
Because we play Genshin Impact.
Because we play Genshin Impact, we're actually so quirky. All right, let's see. What do we have cooked up? I think we should play some of the new Eptic for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The whole new Eptic album is, like, insane.
I don't know. I thought a couple of the songs off of it were particularly good, and some of them were
mid.
I don't want to be mean, but
mid.
Pretty mid. A lot's been sounding mid recently.
Yeah.
But there are a couple songs that were crazy.
Yeah, I think a couple of songs really stand out. And I also really liked his like kind of take on some of the more like, I don't want to say chill, but more like vibey stuff, cuz usually Eptic is just like so choppy and like aggressive.
True. I liked how he experimented.
Yeah, he experimented a lot, and I think some of it was really successful in a cool way, and other of it mid.
But there's a lot of cool stuff this week. Oh, I really want to play this dude Boston for Diego because he wasn't in the studio last week. But if you listened, because you're cool, then you will remember how insane it was on speakers. And it was crazier here, I assure you. So I'm going to blast some of that for Mr. Diego over here.
Let's go. The repeat.
No, different song.
Different song.
So you guys get the new taste.
No, the new stuff.
I guess, without further ado, we'll do a bleep bloop song to go into it.
A bleep bloop.
Who doesn't love bleep bloop? The OG distorted god.
I don't think I've ever heard a bleep bloop song.
Oh my god, bleep bloop is the best.
All right, which aux
here
are
is,
you on?
What are you in the dark?
Aux 1 or 2.
And we're on aux 1.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, guys, just want to say I'm not drunk. I'm just really tired and, like, sleep exhausted. Whatever. I know I definitely sound drunk. I just said sleep exhausted. I've just been, like, in the library for 2 days writing. So I kind of can't think anymore.
No, that's
so I apologize.
I think it's definitely that time of year where everyone is at, like, just full grind time.
Yeah, just want to put that PSA out there. You are either drunk or, you know, maybe a little out of it because you've been in the library, don't drive. Don't do stuff.
Yeah, don't drive.
That's bad. Don't
just drink
don't drive,
and drive in general.
True.
Bad. Emissions or something. All right, which song are we playing by Bleep Bloop?
We're playing What Are You in the Dark?
What?
In 3, 2, 1.
Button pusher.
Thank you. Like a war zone, so you better get your tour guide. I was trying to live a good life, they were living on the raw side. Shots popping like a western, like something out of Rawhide. War cry, war cry, big right hook to your shore side. You ain't never been in no sword fight, catch more skins than a fortnight. Kick off your door in hinges, renegade warring linguist in this. Nothing can cure this sickness, I got the back that's more than business. War cry, war cry, shots popping from the 4-5. Bodies dropping to the floor quick, better watch them when you talk, right? War cry, war cry, big right hook to your jaw side. Eat all the chocolate pork pie, man I get juice like pork side. War cry, war cry, war cry, war cry, war cry, war cry, war cry. Let me hear your war cry. When you talk right. From the 4-5, South man is like a war zone, so you better get your tour guide. I was trying to live a good life, they were living on the raw side. Shots popping like a western, like something out of Rawhide. War cry, war cry, big right hook to your jaw side. You ain't never been in no sword fight, catch more skins than a fortnight. Kick off your door in hinges, renegade warring linguist in this. Nothing can cure this sickness, I got the back that's more than business. War cry, war cry, shots popping from the 4-5. Bodies dropping to the floor quick, better watch them when you talk, right? War cry, big right hook to your jaw side. Eat all the chocolate pork pie, man I get juice like courtside. War cry, war cry, war cry, war cry, war cry, war cry, war cry. Let me hear your war cry. Yeah.
We never been in no sword fight. Shots popping from the 4-5. Let me hear your war cry. Never been in no sword fight.
They don't want war. Leave that body in skin all form. They don't want war. They don't want war. No, no fight to the devil and born. They don't want war. They don't want war. Leave that body in skin all form. They don't want war. They don't want war. No, no fight to the devil and born.
Quit talking. Quit talking, it's over. 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 Quit talking, it's over. Talking is quit talking, it's over. And it's over. Quit talking, it's
your bitch.
Fast forward to the sound of you banging on your walls, trying to get your neighbors to turn my album down. B-I-G.
everything. Karma calling you a warning, but you weren't listening. You'll pay attention now, I'm about to play you like a violin. Yeah, for Christmas your girl asked for tickets to my fucking show. Your best friend is backstage with me, I'll tell him that you said hello. Ha! I won't even try to spare your feelings, since you never did the same for me. The other night I wrote a song about you, but it wasn't very long. B.I.G. should've never fucked with me.
Yeah. riding with a rhythm
I swear to God, if this track isn't in every single DJ's arsenal in their playlist by the end of the year, then they have utterly failed as a musician. This just goes all hard. Absolutely see myself back in my freshman year of college when I used to go to raves. I could see myself absolutely going hard to this, like raging, fucking pumping. Just goes
Back the fuck up.
New Curo, new Eptic, new Just a Gent.
New Hair Who Dis.
New Hair Who Dis, yeah. I mean, like, really great releases this week, which kind of makes up for, like, the past 2 weeks, in my opinion.
Not true. Last week had actually, okay. The different artists pumping out releases, different, like, big artists pumping out releases, cool. And I think last week had some good ones on the same project, as you probably heard by me playing the same two projects the entire time. But yeah, there's some cool stuff. We started with What Are You Doing What Are You in the Dark by Bleep Bloop, then Ruminate by Boston, Tipsy Shaka,
yeah,
okay, by Moody Good. I can't read from this far away.
You want me to?
It's okay. What I want, it's like a challenge. It's kind of fun. War Cry by Nazar with Virus Syndicate, Eptic Ultimate Flex, then
the best one on the album,
F With Me by Tsoki, then we had Pressure Cooker by Lil Texas, Slammerai by Mr. Bill and Killsmith in their new group called Kill Bill, which, if you can't tell, is a play on their name.
Oh, Kill God, Smith
and Mr. Bill. So the Kill from Kill Smith and the Bill from Mr. Bill. And you put it together and you get Kill Bill. And Kill Bill is a reference to a Quentin Tarantino movie. So, yeah, they have a song called Samurai.
You know.
That was Wii Sports. But anyways.
What?
Then we have Moisture by Eliminate and BTFU by Kuro. Yeah.
Thank you for indulging me with the Moisture song by Eliminate. I love it so much. Just like random audio samples from Moist Critical.
If you don't know who Moist Critical is, he is a Twitch YouTube streamer.
Twitch person.
Twitch, YouTube.
He's a menace God. To society, but a beautiful one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it is time for the PSA. You're thinking ladder PSA?
And for the PSA, we want to give a big shout out before we do it.
Yeah, we do. We received a very, very kind email from our boy Edward.
Yeah.
Runs the show Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme et al. From Fridays 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So, like, go listen to his show. And then take a break.
I mean, you can actually go through the archives and listen to all of them, and you should.
Yeah, yeah.
But you could also just start listening from now on if you are cool. And if you're not cool, then you could just keep listening to our show. But that's fine, too.
Yeah, go to dinner. Listen to the show from 8 to 10. Then do your work, you know, or play a game, or, you know,
like
spend
Genshin
time
Impact.
With your family. Or play Genshin Impact.
Or don't spend time with your family and play Genshin,
and play
Impact.
Genshin Impact.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh. I don't mean to, like, embarrass, like, side take. You know what I mean. Like, derail this train. But
sure.
Today, I was in my semantics class.
That's so funny. Yeah. I take one as well, but it's for, like, programming.
Anyway, I was in this class, and this kid behind me goes, he, like, turns to someone and says, "Let's hope I don't play Genshin Impact during class today." And then at the end of class, I turned around, and he had a full gaming PC with a mouse. And I was like, guess he started playing.
That's so good.
By the way, this is not a big lecture hall. This is two rows of desks. There probably are 15 kids in that class.
And he's got the whole rig out.
Whole
mouse
rig.
And all. God, okay.
Anyway, shouts out to Edward.
Yeah, very cool. It was a very kind email. Told us that he's been listening for a long time. Dedicated some of the donation drive money to us, or like because of our show.
And you guys should all donate too.
Yeah, donate to the show, please. I mean, I think it's
not
it's,
to the show, to WMFO, to the station.
Well,
but
yeah,
you can also
I
donate
guess
to
I
us.
Meant like the W.
We'll post our Venmo is, well.
Yeah, no. But like, I think the donations drive for the radio station is technically over at this point, right?
I think so, but it just means that you should store up your money for next year,
right.
And then you can donate even more money to WMFO. Because
but be careful where you allocate it, because like Netflix stock dropped 40% last week.
Yeah, but so instead you should put it all in Dogecoin.
Yes, exactly.
WMFO
coin. WMFO coin. Can we? Freeform?
Tops has a crypto club.
There's nothing more freeform than cryptocurrency, honestly. It's on the blockchain, which means it's decentralized from the government.
We should hold fundraisers on Roblox.
We're gonna get kicked off the show. And then also this Edward is like in charge of all the PSA stuff, or I think if I read the email correctly. And he told us that finally, every time we read it and we say this like no kill thing, and we're like, why does it say no kill? That just means we can keep saying that PSA for as long as we desire. It has no expiration date. It'll always be true. Just like this one. Ladder safety PSA.
Whoa.
It doesn't actually say no kill, but I feel like ladder safety is going to be like kind of perpetually something that we should be aware of. How many ladders have you climbed last year, Harrison?
Actually, maybe... I have no idea.
Do you have like a... Why'd you say actually like that? Do you have like a loft bed? Or were you like...
No, I just...
Joke's on you.
I thought I like maybe stairs. I did at home, but then I realized I probably didn't.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't walk under them either because then you'll get bad luck.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is that like a superstition
it's
thing?
Like black cats and walking under ladders.
Walking under ladders. Interesting.
Though, yeah.
All right. In any case, besides the bad luck... There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Well, some ladder. But anyway. Yet, it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy, but misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I think this is the PSA I read in my first show, like, ever. And I didn't read it. I was like, we were getting trained, right? And we had, like, five people. It was two shows worth of people. And they had one of the new DJs, like, read the thing, and they, like, burst out laughing as soon as they heard 150,000 people, because they were like, I had no idea that many people, like, fell off of ladders every year. And we were all just, like, trying to be as professional as possible while this person who's, like, reading something about people getting sent to a trauma center.
So, yes, I have a couple tips and tricks. Here are Harrison's quick tips and tricks. We want to play more music, but this is actually really important. When you have a ladder, make sure all four legs are on the ground and make sure it's fully opened, right? The ladder has to be popped and, if possible, locked into place.
Oh, my God. Sorry about the sirens.
Sorry, there's an ambulance going by. It's probably getting someone who fell from a ladder.
No.
Yeah, just make sure the ladder is safe and secure, and when you climb it, watch your step and make sure to hold on. Don't carry stuff up the ladder.
Yeah,
or if you do, just make sure you're very careful with it. That was Harrison's tips and tricks for using a ladder. Catch me next week when I talk about stairs. All right. We're going to play more music.
New Elevation Technique just dropped. Honey, wake up.
Okay. Okay, we're about to play Onumi Ethereal Cyber Angel XV.
Yeah.
That means 15, but 3, 2, 1, go!
Initializing audio protocol. Loading Onumi. Loading Akira Complex. Leave your side. creations and help you live another life. We'll be right back. through the light. Take a deep breath and feel my fire. An ocean to keep me afloat, but the walls won't let me. I could leave the party, no one would know, but my feet are too heavy. Some say she's fickle as water. Moonwalk.
Alright, not that many songs in the second half of the show, but alas, it is that time. What you just heard was Feel Celeste by Just a Gent, and before that was Walk Me Home by Said the Sky and Illinium. Illinium Falcon. The Blank Remix. And then we opened up the segment with Ethereal Cyber Angel X5 featuring Akira Complex by Anumi, which was 8 minutes and we didn't know that. But it was all right. It was pretty mid, but it was like all right.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll see you next time.
Yeah, this is Button Pushers. 1
a.m. on WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Beautiful. Button Pushers. Thank you, Beautiful. Edward, for making
Thank you,
remix.
Edward. Peace.
Pave me a path to follow.